Indie 101.5 presents one of the most scintillating radio experiences broadcasting from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
You do good here, you go right to Saskatchewan.
The Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Full of all your favorite jazz, interviews, and comedy from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
The accents actually say bebop.
It's like putting lemon on fish or vegetables. It brings out the flavor.
Every Wednesday here on Indy, it's the Johnny Athens Variety Hour.
Right here on this stage, it's probably the world's greatest concentration of sinners in any one spot.
You got to be good or bad as the devil.
Let's try it one more once.
Thank you.
Indy 101.5, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour for our Canada Day special. That's right, in just a couple days it will be Canada Day this Friday, celebrating 155 years of this great nation. And we're going to celebrate that today by playing music about Canada as close as we can get by Canadians with some Canadian influence, which I have to say, most of the time, we're actually pretty good with that. A lot of the artists we play are Canadian, and that's just a good thing to know. At least for me, I get to give them some of that spotlight. And we listen. The music is good. These are talented folks. You just heard Deanne Matley there with Hymn to Freedom. She just released her debut album a couple months ago, The Alberta Lounge, which we've talked about before, has all this intricate background about her influences growing up in Alberta and Montreal, the music career in Montreal, Oscar Peterson, another great, which we'll have coming up later in the show. We also have a couple comedians this hour. Jeremy Hotz and Rob Bebenek will be talking about some Canadian things I'm sure we can understand or relate to. But for right now, we actually have a new release by Laura Crema and Bill Kuhn, with Peggy Lee on the cello and John Bentley on tenor sax. And I decided that this would be a good time to kind of play their new album, String Songs, because they're two just long-standing characters in the world of Canadian jazz. You know, Bill Kuhn is one of Canada's treasures. He's a master at improvising on the guitar. And they both have an incredible amount of experience on the bandstand together. The National Jazz Award-winning guitarist, of course, playing alongside the acclaimed Canadian vocalist, Laura Crema. And it's just a great, great album altogether. Their offerings of songs draw on jazz, Latin, country, folk music, and they just evoke a wide range of moods. There's like this exuberance, there's this great energy throughout the whole album, but there's a bit of melancholy in there as well. And Bill and Laura know how to play off of each other to get that, so sometimes you can get a little of both in just one song. So it's a great tune, it's a great album. We've got a lot of other great stuff coming in today just to celebrate not only Canada, but the music of the country and the characters. I mean, these are Canadians that put this together. They write the music, they play the music. The stuff is produced in Canada, too. It's really great just to know that it's all kind of homegrown, and we can appreciate it here on Indy 115. So, without further ado, here's Laura Crema and Bill Kuhn with Arrow and the Song from their new album, String Songs, on Indy 115.
I shot an arrow into the air. It fell to earth, I knew not where. For so swiftly it flew, the sight could not fall. The song into the air, it fell to earth, I knew not where. Who has sang so keen and strong that it can follow flight of song? From beginning to end, I found again in the heart. shot an arrow into the air, and it fell to earth, I knew not where. For so swiftly it flew the sight, could not follow in its flight. I breathed the song into the
As well as Jimmy's orchestra, we have the Sonny Greenwich Quartet. Doug Wilson on bass, Jerry Fuller on drums, Bob Angus at the piano, and Sonny Greenwich on guitar. The tune's been around for a little while, called Mademoiselle de Paris. Sonny? Thank you.
Indie 1015, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Sunny Greenwich with Mademoiselle de Paris, as well as Laura Crema and Bill Kuhn with their new release, Arrow and the Song. That will be coming out July 11th on all your typical music platforms, so stay tuned for that. We'll also be featuring it more on the show, I'm sure. As for right now, I take you over to a bit of news. Let's read what's going on in the world. There's always something of interest happening out there. You just gotta find it. At least, that's what they tell you in media arts. Haystack curiosity. You know, when many people think of haystacks, what comes to mind, of course, is a field full of big piles. You know, you see them if you've ever been across Saskatchewan. That's all you see. You see these giant fields. Now just imagine a bit of these hay bales around. But a region in India, perhaps the Saskatchewan of India, uses a different approach. In Rishikesh, in the northern part of the country, hay left on the ground doesn't dry very well because the area gets so much rain. So instead, the people there lift the hay up from the waterlogged ground. The people in this region make their haystacks in the branches of trees. So in this way, the hay can stay dry, and it's not uncommon to see mounds of hay just way up in the treetops. Now, this might be something they could do in Saskatchewan if only they had a few more trees. If you do go there, you notice it's very flat, it's very long, and it is just the fields. But it's beautiful. It's a great little place there. And Rob Babenek also has some things to say about places in Canada, specifically the relationship between Canada and the United States. It's something a bit infamous. We all know certain things come to mind, perhaps, when such a thing is mentioned. But no one puts it together better than Rob Babenek in this little tidbit of a routine from his appearance in the Nova Scotia Comedy Festival a few years ago. So without further ado, here's Rob Babenek presented to you on Indie 1015.
Yeah, look at all you lovely, sweet-looking Canadian people. You guys are all so sweet, right? Because you're Canadian, right? You're nice. Sooner or later, we gotta just own up to the fact that we are not the nice ones in our relationship with our neighbors to the south, right? Everyone thinks around the world, oh, Canadians are so nice, Americans are awful. That's not the way it is. You ever ask an American what they think of a Canadian? They're just like, oh, they're so great, they're just great little people. Up there with their cute hats, they're awesome, I love them so much. You ever ask a Canadian what they think of an American? What about you guys? You got anything nice to say? Oh, sure, when there's one around, yeah. Yeah. We're not stupid. We know there's a good chance they're armed. You make something up, right? You're just like, well, yeah, they're pretty good at, like, the Olympics and, like, weapons and stuff. Get us alone, though, and it's open season, right? I don't know. I hate crossing the border, though. I really hate it. I hate, even when I have proper paperwork and I'm doing something totally legal, I hate it, right? Has anybody crossed the border recently? Was it fun? No, of course not. Right? Because you start pulling up to that little booth and you start feeling bad about things you've never thought about doing in your life. Right? You're just driving up to that thing. You're like, oh, I shouldn't have killed all those bald eagles. That's going to catch up with me here. And you get there and they ask you simple questions, but your brain shuts off. Right? They'll just look at you and be like, you got anything in the trunk? And you just panic. You're like, well, 30 seconds ago I said nothing, but now there's a good chance it's full of dead kids stuffed with guns and heroin. I can't do this today. Peace. You can't do that either, right? You can't quit when you get to the front of the line, right? Where are you headed? Back to Canada, buddy. I can't do this today. They'll chase you down the highway. It's not the same the other way around, right? Like, coming in the Canadian side's hilarious, right? It's just that you come up to that little red booth, and the guy pops his head out the window. He's like, hey, bud. How's it going, man? Oh, not too bad. Just watching the border, you know. Where are you headed? Winnipeg. Oh, no way. Say hey to Gary for me. You got anything in your car? I don't care. In you go. American side's a little different, isn't it? Right? You want to know why? Because they told those guys somewhere along the lines, they're like, hey, listen, you're the last line of defense. And they're all morons, so they're like, I'm the last line of defense. I gotta protect my country. I'm the last line of defense. You're not the last line of defense. You're not protecting your country. You're just delaying Canadians' trips to Target. That's all you're doing. Right? And it's just, like, I got a nice border cop once, and I was immediately terrified, okay? I had no idea how to handle it, because I was like, they're not nice, this is a trick. And I was right, all right? I was right, because I got detained for 3.5 hours because I borrowed my friend's car, and he just didn't know how to handle that. Like, he just didn't understand the concept of borrowing. He just looked at me, he's like, well, where's your friend now? Like, he's at work in Toronto. And he just gave you his car? Like, well, I gotta give it back. And he just sat there with a stupid look on his face. And at that moment in time, I realized border cops don't have friends. You wouldn't hang out with somebody who's that big of a dick. You wouldn't go to Ed's house if you showed up there and he's like, what are you doing here? Like, you invited me over to watch the game. You got anything on you? Yeah, snacks. Get out of the doorway.
Indy 101.5, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Sizzler Kebab by Jacob Chung, an album we featured not too long ago. It's a new release by all debut players. They're a great, I believe it's a sextet or a septet, and they're all new, fresh on the scene, under the age of 25, and it's just great to see them. They come out of Toronto, and from there, I'm sure, many different parts of the province and country, and they're all very talented folks. So that was Jacob Chung there, Sizzler Kebab. Great album. I highly recommend to check it out. And prior to that, we had Rob Babenek with some comedy there. You know, a new poll, I don't know if you've seen this, this comes from courtesy of the Canadian Press, a new poll says that a majority of Canadians oppose the oath of allegiance to the Queen. Now, with that being said, there's a 40% split in terms of positivity and negativity towards the monarchy. And it's very interesting because the oath of allegiance to the Queen was something I did not even know we had until my last year in high school. Because for some reason, like all through elementary school and high school, up until grade 12, we would just have the announcement and the anthem at the start of the day, which was fine. But then we started doing this oath of allegiance, and I don't know. It kind of came out of nowhere, and I assume it's a pretty old thing, so I wasn't sure why they all of a sudden added that. And then now people are being questioned. They're doing polls. They're being questioned about what they'll do, all in an elaborate scheme to ship these people to England and face the Queen and all her platinum wrath. Because as we know, I assume this comes up because at the start of the month, she had her jubilee. She's been in reign since 1952. So I imagine Canada was not even 100 years old. Think of that, eh? Anyhow, so I imagine that's why it's come up. But it's an interesting thing. And I'm not really sure that people really say the oath of allegiance that much. Even the national anthem is really just every now and again, I guess, if you're really feeling in the mood, Canada Day, of course, or if you go to a ball game or any sports game, I guess. But it's interesting how people feel patriotic in different ways. And one such gentleman, Jeremy Hotz, feels patriotic whenever he gets to come back to Montreal and be part of the Just for Laughs festival over there. And he's such a talented comedian. He's a staple, I think, of Canadian television as well as just the comedy scene in North America. He's a really talented guy. I think he's very funny. And we have him here today to just chat a little bit about, Canadians and what they're all about and what they've done and what they stand for. And that's what we believe in here at Indy 101.5. This is Jeremy Hotz.
I bought these pants here. They're bad pants. Quit staring at them. All right, I'll tell you this story. The gay guy at the Gap said, my ass looked good in them. And I'm not gay, but I was oddly flattered. So I bought the pants. He said, all the guys are wearing them now. I haven't seen one other guy in these pants. Good to be back in Montreal, where it poured for 5 seconds today. I was crossing the street at the time. But that's Canada. You can't count on the weather, huh? I've been all across Canada. I went to Saskatchewan. Have you been there? Jeez. Oh, yeah, you seen it on the map? It's the one with the two straight lines. It's like at the end, someone went, okay, shut up, we'll put it in. Nothing in Saskatchewan, it's flat, you can see for miles. My buddy lives there, poor bastard. His wife left him. He saw her walking away for 5 days.
Oh, I miss Canada. Americans have no clue about us either. You know that, right? They think we're nice. They think we like them. Yeah, they have a big spaceship. They spent all that money on a spaceship. We never bothered with any of that crap. We know what's up there. Stars. You can see it from the ground. But we capitalized on their spaceship, didn't they? Because they didn't think of putting an arm on it, did they? No, no. That's when they turned to Canada. You guys got an arm kicking around? Yeah, as a matter of fact, we have. We built it a while ago. Just in case there was a giant beer bottle floating around space. Figured you guys might need an opener. I don't understand Canada. I don't understand the IGA. I didn't even know it was called IGA till yesterday. I thought it was IGA. I thought it was a French word. That meant good luck trying to find any crap in this place. What a weird store IGA is. Makes no sense. Hot dog buns, a bag of 12, $1.39. Hot dog buns with sesame seeds, a bag of 12, $1.39, same price. You know what that means? Sesame seeds cost absolutely nothing. And somewhere some idiot is farming them. In Saskatchewan. Life changes, though, huh? You gotta cope. You're just a kid. Look at you. Huh? How old are you? 21, you lucky kid. Wait till you hit 40. Look at my pants. Look at the way my knees are bending. That's how bad these pants are. Nobody stands like this. You hit 40, that's when stuff changes. You don't run for the bus when you're 40. You go about halfway and go, oh, Christ, there's other buses. I'm 40. This is garbage. I'm taking a cab to the bus. You get old, man, you'll see you got to go to the doctor. You don't even go to the doctor, and it's free. You just laugh at the doctor. Not me and you. We go, man. We have to. Your whole body breaks up. Sometimes we go to the doctor, it's not even our guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's another guy filling in for him. I hate that guy. He's got a whole different agenda, doesn't he? I had a sore ankle. He wanted to check my prostate. Do you know what that is? You're just a kid. You've never even thought of that. Guess where God put it? It's pretty embarrassing, you know. Okay, I'll tell you what happened. First of all, during the exam, here's what happens. Rape. And secondly, your eyes do this. I don't know why that second thing happens. But at the end, nobody looks at anybody. The doctor's looking at the floor. I was looking at the wall, reading the certificates. That's when I realized there were no certificates on the wall. I'd somehow wandered into the gap again. Thanks a lot. I love you, Montreal. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Indie 101.5. Welcome back. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I hope you've been enjoying our Canada Day spectacular this week. It's fun. I know we can't do it on Canada Day, unfortunately, because we're on Wednesdays, but I'm sure next Wednesday we get to celebrate it twice on the air, so that's the great fun of it. We had Jeremy Hotz there from the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival speaking about Canada, and then we had Oscar Peterson with Wheatland, his tribute to Saskatchewan from his album Canadiana Suite. And I was reading up on this album because it's just a great album, and it's just so inspiring because it's all inspired by Canada and its many provinces. And Mr. Peterson said about the album that his profession has taken me to every part of the world, none of them more beautiful than where I live. As a musician, I respond to the harmony and rhythm of life, and when I'm deeply moved, it leaves something singing inside me. With a country as large and as full of contrast as Canada, I had a lot of themes to choose from when I wrote the Canadiana Suite. And that is his portrait of the Canada he loves. And it's such a beautiful thing to think there could be so much heart and energy in this very vast album, a great album, and with such inspiration, how can you deny it? Another great album from Canada's very own is Greg Amaralt. From his album News Blues, which was released last November, I believe, it was another great album where you can see the energy of Canada's most notable guitarists. Greg Amaralt is among those guitarists. And with Steve Amaralt, Adrian Vidatti, and Jim Doxis, they perform some great tunes, including A Song for Nova Scotia, which is an homage to Mr. Amaralt's birthplace. And without further ado, I say we celebrate some of the Atlantic provinces here on Indie 101.5. 1015. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Thank you so much for joining me today as we celebrate Canada. I really love that song by Mr. Amaralt, Song for Nova Scotia from his album News Blues. It's very reflective. It's very... It feels like he's playing his instruments about home. That it's very nostalgic in a way. Creates a great energy. So, way to go, Mr. Amaralt. Clap our hands for him. That brings us to the end of this week's hour, almost. But the end of the show for this week. I will have to say, Fiatashen now. It has been good fun, of course, spending this hour with you and celebrating Canada. If you'd like to stay in touch, you can check out Instagram as johnny.athens or on the Facebook group Johnny Athens Entertainment. And without further ado, I do have to wrap up the show, and it's a shame that we have to head out, but we must. And I will leave you with this great tune by Will Bonis from his Juno. There you go, Juno. That's another Canadian thing. I'm just hitting all the marks today. This Juno award-winning jazz album, Change of Plans. And I decided to play from the album In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. You may wonder why, and I think that is because there is nothing quite like a Canadian sunrise. I've had the privilege of getting to travel across most of this country, or at least a lot of it. It is a very big place. And there's nothing that really beats a sunrise, as well as the sunsets, maybe the sunsets, but the sunrises are always phenomenal. And in those wee small hours of the morning, we're forced to be introspective. It's a bit of this ballad, you know, the sweet ballad as the day starts. And I guess in a way, it's a general song of Nova Scotia for everyone, no matter where you're from or who you are. So without further ado, I present to you Will Bonis on Indie 101.5. Good night and goodbye.
The time.